Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 38. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. So today, we are going to continue with the letter J. So, jealousy gets you nowhere. But, jealousy is a good indication that you're doing something right. Because people don't get jealous of those who are going nowhere in life. Little quote that I found. So, supporting others is one of the greatest things you can do. Especially when, you know, it's someone that, you know, is doing the same thing that you're doing. You know? And jealousy will get you nowhere and it will only hinder your success. So, competing with others should really never be the goal. It should be competing with yourself and bettering yourself every chance you get. I say this because when I started my journey as an author, you know, I would read articles and stuff like that. And it would say, you know, look into what other authors are doing and, you know, look into like, you know, things like that. And I'm just saying to myself, why would I do that? I'm trying to carve my own lane. I'm not really trying to see what other authors are doing. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, there's, you know, an unknown author, I will buy their book if I find it interesting and if it piques my interest, yeah, great, I'll buy it, you know, support it, post it on social media, whatever the case is. You know, the big name authors, you know, that I read, you know, that, you know, talk about, you know, history and things of that nature, I do, you know, take heed and, you know, buy those books. I'm into reading a lot of that stuff, especially Black history and things like that, and understanding who I am, where I come from, culture, things of that nature. So, you know, I'm big on that. So I do, you know, post those books, you know, and I like to post, you know, to people, you know, books that I'm reading or books that I have read or things of that nature because it's important to me. But what I will say is that other authors really aren't my competition. And whatever you're doing, you know, in regards to, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur, a business, or anything of that nature, don't compete with other people. It's doing you no justice. To constantly wonder and want to know, like, what other people are doing is only hindering you from doing what you need to do for yourself to grow to where you need to, you know, get to. So there's room for everyone. There's thousands of authors. There's thousands of people creating YouTube content. There's thousands of podcasts. So, you know, I'm not worried about what other people are doing. And, you know, not only do I talk about my life as an author, but I talk about what goes on in my mind. And I also talk about, you know, motivation and staying inspired. So, jealousy is probably one of the worst traits to have. And, you know, it really puts it in perspective that you're really not working hard towards your goals. You're worrying about slowing down someone else's process so you can get ahead of them. And I will say that social media is a detriment to a lot of what goes on in the world because people can easily comment and express an opinion on a person, not even knowing who this person is or what they're about. And then some of us do have snake skin and, you know, don't respond to any of it. But, you know, there are others that will affect them mentally and emotionally. And, you know, the world is built on emotions and that's who we are. We're human beings who emote and feel and go through things. But, you know, to stay on the positive side of things, you know, if you're posting, you know, about other people and their businesses and things like that on social media, it may lead to them supporting you. And I've, you know, seeing that happen since I've moved to the West Coast, and it's been a really good thing. Now, it also allows you to talk with them about their struggles that they're going through on their journey and, you know, bumping, you know, little advice off of each other and, you know, sharing things that, you know, you've experienced. And it's a good thing. It always helps to, you know, support people in the marathon that you're on, you know. Because most people are going through the same things you're going through when it comes to making it big and getting to the ultimate goal. So, the biggest thing is, honestly, like, paying attention to the energy that other people are giving back to you when you talk about what you're striving for. It's not always about you being jealous of others, but people that are jealous of you. So that's negative energy that you really don't need to address or even acknowledge. It gets tiring and old when you see people posting the same crap on social media, to put it in lighter terms. People are hating on me. And why do they matter that much? Like, it becomes so frustrating and so annoying. And sometimes it gets to a point where it's like, how much time do you fixate on other people hating on you or being jealous of you? Like, if you're going to post it once or twice, all right, cool. But after a while, it becomes old news. I don't want to see that, like, on social media. It's just like, get over it. Like, just do what you need to do for yourself and don't even focus on what other people are saying or talking about when it comes to you. So that's one thing that I will give people advice on. Don't worry about people hating on you. It means you're doing something right. People don't like you, you're doing something right. That it just means, like, either people want to either be you, want to be like you, to emulate you, whatever it is, because that's pretty much, you know, psychology in a nutshell, if you really think about it. So what I will say is that I need you all to focus on all the positives on your journey. The jealousy from others and the people that, you know, are saying things about you. Look, just take the mental notes and keep pushing forward, you know. Continue to do the work. Enjoy what you're doing. And know that your time is coming and your moment is coming. That's just the best way to really sum it up in a nutshell. None of this, you know, journey is easy. You know, I stay motivated because I know that I'm not going to be working my corporate America job forever. I always say in my head, somewhere along the lines, like, you know, that journey will end, and, you know, my journey into the realm of me writing and doing this podcast even more. And, you know, the fact that I have a full-time job and I can write books and I can post these podcasts 3 times a week and I can, you know, post my blogs 3 times a week. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it shows my drive and my dedication, and I love it. And I thank you guys for, you know, listening to the podcast, because it's cool. It's cool to have listeners. Wish I can communicate with you guys a little bit more, but, you know, I guess that would be, you know, contacting me on my website, on my contact form, whatever the case is. That, you know, I love to hear feedback on certain things, but if you don't want to do that, hey, that's cool too. Just have fun and enjoy listening to the journey that I'm on, and hopefully it helps with your journey that you're on. So jealousy, I will continue to always say, it will really get you nowhere. I try to motivate and inspire people as much as I can, and hopefully this podcast stands the test of time, and down the road I can come back to these podcasts, reflect on it, and listen to myself, which is something I can't do. Hopefully I will do that a few years from now and say, wow, that was a cool podcast I did, or wow, that was a fun journey that I was on. So anyway, with that said, that's my Wednesday kind of motivation, inspiration podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And coming up on Friday is Book Insight Friday. So with that said, have a good week, everyone. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.